I saw a master sailor at work in January of 2010 when I was part of a team that trained youth workers in Egypt. During our stay in Cairo, we got in a felucca, sailboat, for a tour on the Nile River. It was interesting to watch our guide navigate his way down the river. He struggled at first, attempting to figure out which way the winds were blowing at the time. Once he did, some turns were fast and others not so much. It was work. Twice he stopped to rest, and we almost drifted into the banks of the river. Needless to say, he stayed quite busy, but he did get us there. In one sense, this new generation of young people is like the wind. They are gusting in all directions, causing quite a stir in the workplace, their schools, and at home. Sometimes their overconfidence or impatience can burst out of them with hurricane force. Yep, the generational winds are blowing hard. Now let me ask you a question. Wouldn't it be strange for an experienced sailor to sense the wind blowing in the wrong direction and begin to yell at it? Please indulge me for a moment and imagine this scenario. Picture a sailor who gets so upset at the changing winds that he stands up in his boat and begins to shake his fist and scream in anger, lecturing the wind about proper direction and how it ought to help sailors while they're out at sea. Or wouldn't it be pitiful for the sailor to simply throw up his hands and sit down, surrendering to the wind? Or worse, what if he told his crew that since the wind wasn't cooperating, they were helpless? They couldn't do a thing but let the wind take the boat wherever it wanted. As ridiculous as this sounds, this is what many adults have done with young people today. They've shaken their fists at the wind, or they've given up trying to do anything about it. I've spoken to employers who told me they will never hire another recent graduate. I've heard teachers say they can hardly wait for retirement since they can't do a thing about kids today. I've had parents confide in me that don't know what to do with their kids except scream at them. Often, they are uncontrollable and confrontational with little respect towards authority. Because I'm a parent, a teacher, and an employer, I can identify with each of these reactions. But I've come to understand that the youth population is a bit like the wind on the sea, and good sailors know what to do with that wind. In fact, they actually use it to propel the boat where it needs to go. They don't change their goal. They just adjust the sails. And that's my whole point in writing this book, not to vent anger at kids today, but to illustrate how the winds have changed for young people and how we, as adults, must adjust our sails if we have any hope of taking our society where it needs to go. I believe there is a potential for crisis if we don't make some adjustments.